Okay, working through the characteristics of Christ. Today is consistency. Consistent, constant. Okay, we went through, off the top of my head, I know we went through concerned. Can't think of the one. Committed. Those are the two that's on top of my head, and there was one other one, I believe. This is my fourth turn at it. So consistency. When you think of consistency, my wife would think of baking, probably. You have to have the right consistency of the batter, something like that. Drywall paste, you have to have the right consistency to spread it all nice and smooth, enough water to the mud ratio. Things like that, people think of consistency. But today we're going to talk about being consistent in Christ. And we're going to talk about how Christ was consistent in his teaching. And I'm going to give you some examples of that in the New Testament. Talk about them in the New Testament. I won't be in hardly any scriptures today unless it comes to my brain as I'm speaking. But consistency's root word is constant. What is constant in the world today? Have you ever thought of things that are constant? Yeah, Nick. Get older every day, yeah. The law of thermodynamics, the day we start living is the day we start dying. So electricity's pretty much a constant, isn't it? Unless you turn a breaker off, and there's a parallel with that, too. The sun is constant, isn't it? The moon, the stars, constant. Your light bill is constant, huh, Andy? Everything, there's a lot of constants out there, a lot of consistency. Things come all the time. What about another word for in another area? Like in the metal area, or the like gold is consistent all the way through if you cut through it, for the most part. Metal sometimes, you know, is not so consistent depending how they made it. There could be rust in it, but there's plenty of rocks are consistent through all the way through it. Are people consistent? Yeah, we're the ones that can be a waver in our thoughts and our minds, and that's another part of consistency is unwavering. Consistent is you are thinking this way all the time, or you are this way. Your character is this way all the time. You are consistent with Christ's behavior. Now, is that something that just comes natural? No. It's a learnt behavior based upon what you want out of life. We brush our teeth every morning because we don't want yucky breath. So we're consistent in brushing our teeth. We're consistent in going to bed at night because we're tired and we need to sleep, you know. But we're not consistent when it's things we don't are uncomfortable to us. We're not very consistent with that. So the key at the end is, if you want to be consistent, it's got to be something you love to do. That's going to be where we're going to get to at the end. So Noah, we all know the story. Pretty simple, right? God says, build a boat. He's never seen a boat before. God describes it to him. There's never been much water or things like that that anyone would have thought to travel on it, you know. So he wouldn't really know what a boat was. God tells him, build it this way. But he's a man just like us. He goes to bed. And he has to get up and think, this is what I'm going to do today. build a boat. How monotonous would that be? How monotonous? Was he consistent? Absolutely. Why was he consistent? Because God told him to. My dad told me to do a lot of things. Clean the garage. Sometimes I'd do it, sometimes I'd forget. But this is the God of all gods. Somebody that he didn't see plundering, thundering down him from heaven in his little brain, telling you, build this boat. Here's your dimensions. Pretty powerful, right? It's like a miracle. Like, I know who this is, and he's the one that made me. I know the stories of what happened to Cain and Abel, and I know these things. They were right down the road from me. You know, heard the stories. So he was consistent around 125 years. If I was looking for it this morning, didn't see it in there, but my memory says 125 years. I could be wrong, but building a boat, day in, day out, consistent. God's word was spoken to him, and he was consistent in it day in, day out, without the Holy Spirit, without the Holy Spirit indwelling in him. Okay, I got an earthly consistency. I speak of him fairly a lot, probably, I guess. But my dad was consistent, very consistent. He was taught that. In his work ethic, he was consistent. In a lot of things he did was consistent. My dad, he told me at the age of 7, his dad put him in a field, said, you shock this corn and I'll come back for you later. 7 years old, out in the field, and he worked every day with his dad. Well, going to school wasn't much fun for him because he liked to work. So he plays hooky one day in 8th grade. Gets caught. Grandma says, you're either going to work or you're going to go to school. What are you going to do? I'm going to work. Quit school at 8th grade. Works for a bunch of carpenters, you know. Builds houses, doing most of the work for the owners. And he realizes that, you know, I might as well just do this for myself. This guy's stirring drinks with $100 bills, so I might as well go do that myself. So he starts his business. And that's all I know from him, except he's never missed a day of work. Ever. Because of small ailments. He had surgery once, and he had a kidney stone that he had to, in his work clothes, he was trying to pass walking around the house one day. In severe pain, he passed it, went to work. Amazing man. But why? From the day he, 7 years old, he was taught to work. He taught us to work. I'm trying to get out of that kind of thinking because it runs in your brain, you know. But consistency will always keep you rolling, right? What you love to do will always keep you consistent in doing that. What you love to do, what you love to do will make you consistent in doing it. Why did you play sports? Why do you like apple pie? Why do you go to supper, breakfast, lunch? Why do you do those things? You love it, you know? It's all part of that. Consistency. Jesus was very consistent, wasn't he? Teaching. He'd sit down, he'd teach, right? Every time you talk, you hear a message, those first, in Matthew 5 on, there's like a whole bunch of red. And those were all his teachings for like 2 or 3 or 4 chapters, you know, goes through. And So he's teaching all the time. When with the adulterous woman, he was teaching beforehand. So he was consistent in what he did. Nothing stopped him from teaching. Nothing stopped him from doing God's will. Nothing stopped him. Why? Because he loved it. He knew his purpose, and that's what he was born to do. Do you believe you're born to be in the kingdom of God? You were born to be here? Do you think God made mistakes? You just came here by chance? I'm not talking predestination. I'm not talking you were predestination. You had no choice in it. I'm talking that everyone was made to be here. Some just choose not to. In the kingdom of God. So think about that purpose, what God made you for. Can you love it? That's a tough one. Because the worldly mindset gets set on comfortable. Jeremy hit on a little bit of his class today with about going out and making disciples. You know, what to say, what not to say, and all those things is part of our being comfortable with ourselves. But see, that old mindset just thinks that you're a worker, or you're a basketball player, or you're a kid, or you're your mom's favorite. But it's not really what we were called out for. Consistency is knowing your purpose and loving your purpose. Being consistent in your purpose. We see these little things right here. I was talking about electricity earlier. Light bulb, right? Light bulb. Okay. When was that made? Jeremy, you're a lamp salesman.
You said when?
Yeah.
Late
1800s. 1879, who made it?
Thomas Edison.
It wasn't actually 1879, but that's what he's recorded as. Because he was in the New York Times, they had an article about him making the first light bulb. Okay. I'm going to read you a little bit about this. Might get a little long here, but October 21st, 1879 was the actual day that he was interviewed with the light bulb. It was the day he invented the light bulb. The day he was interviewed by the New York Times. The day the world's very first collective light bulb moment. Anyone would say October 21st was Edison's big break. And on this day, the date that shows up first on Google, if you happen to be looking for something weird like that, the light bulb was invented. On that day, they say. Okay, so October 21st, 1879, they say the light bulb was invented, but nope, it was not invented then. It was when the story was wrote. He made his big break before the article. And his big break happened to be the big break happened not with a good idea or when he found his purpose, but when was he successful? When the light worked, right? He had a good idea, and he knew his purpose, but he wasn't successful till that light worked, right? So, same with Noah. God says, build the ark. Okay, there's the idea. There's his purpose. He wasn't successful yet, was he? Consistency is what we're talking about here, so stick with me a little bit. Consistency is the real story behind Edison. Because he did not invent the light bulb on October 21st, 1879, he did not invent it at all. Actually, at least, not in the sense that we think of inventing a sudden flash of brilliance out of nowhere. No, Edison instead tweaked a tiny little filament over 10,000 times, becoming known during that time for the quote, "I have not failed, I have not failed, I have found 10,000 ways that it won't work." So he's trying to get this thing to work. He kept messing with it 10,000 times, didn't work. But did he give up? No. Why? He knew his purpose. He knew he could do it. And it was fun for him. But he kept going, consistently putting in long hours required to reach his goal of commercially viable light source. October 21st was the day it all came together, but that was the smallest part of the story. When we were talking about how something gets invented, it's not even like he quit working on October 22nd either. He kept going, filing over 1,000 patents in his lifetime and contributing to the invention of a lot of things he is less well known for, like the microphone and a tattoo gun. Believe that? A rebel? Okay, so very successful man. Why? Because he can quit. He didn't quit. Consistency isn't flashy. You don't get all the bells and whistles a lot of times. You don't get all the glory. God gets the glory, right? It's just effort. Okay? One foot in front of the other. One thought in front of the other. One push. One press. Every day in, day out. Never giving up. I don't know any other way to put it. Either you're willing to put in the effort, or you aren't. Edison was. Are you? Why don't people succeed? You know, you see all these entrepreneurs. You've seen the TV show Shark Tank. You know, they got all these inventions out there and all these people come in. You know, and they all don't get deals, do they? They don't get deals. Doesn't mean they're not successful, right? They just didn't get a deal on Shark Tank. But all these people are at their big moment on television. We don't get that. But they put in a lot of effort. A lot of effort to do something they love, and they've seen a need, and they've seen their purpose, and they fulfilled their purpose. But some people don't succeed. It's not because their ideas were bad. Nope, that's not why they don't succeed. It's because they don't have the special... Is it because they don't have the special it factor? Nope. Is it because they have a life... They have life circumstances that hold them back? Nope. That's not why they don't succeed. Only in extreme rare cases, the reason people don't succeed, and here comes a straight up real talk, is that they're really not willing to put in the consistent effort required to make their dreams come true. They're not required to put in the effort. Now, I'm not talking business effort here. I want you guys to go out and make big time money and bring it to the kingdom. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about being consistent in the Word of God. If we're consistent in the Word of God, we are successful. We're consistently handling it accurately, consistently thinking about it, consistently trying to perfect our speech. They're really not willing to put in the effort to make their dreams come true. They don't want to hear that it could take 9,999 tries before they stumble onto their own light bulb moment. They don't want to hear it could take 25 years to reach success. When we see the headlines that focus on specific days or special moments, we're fooled into thinking that success happens overnight. Like, he was successful on October 21st, 1879. That was a successful day. No. Consistency is the factor. But there's no entrepreneurial fairy dust, no creative magic potion, no idea generating a genie lamp or light bulb. You can do it. Christ tells us that over and over again. You've already done it. You are. You are. You are. And that's really what Thomas Edison did. He wasn't stopping because he knew it was done. He knew he could do it. He wasn't quitting. Consistency. You can do it, but do you actually want to? That's the question. That's what it boils down to. Do you actually want to do His will? It doesn't take a special skill or talent or ability to be successful. Here it says it takes effort and determination. Christianity just takes the Holy Spirit and you are successful. And a will to do His will. And a will to do His will. Not your will, His will. Thomas Edison, he wanted to do his thing more than being discouraged by the effort it took to be successful. It's really what we're talking about. Are you willing to go through the bumps and the grinds? You maybe getting your nails, your hands pierced with nails. Maybe getting to call Bible thumper. Maybe your friends will leave you. Maybe get punched in the face. Maybe you get called a know-it-all. This guy thinks he's God's gift to the Bible. He thinks he knows it all. Is he going to quit? I don't have a time machine, so I can't go back and watch Thomas Edison to see how much effort it took into his light bulb experiences. But I think we can all agree trying something 10,000 times is bound to bring results. Bound to bring results. And I don't want to glorify Jay Wilson. He's just another Christian. He's no better than us, no better than you guys, no better than any Christian ever made. But he's had over 40,000 Bible studies. And you don't see his church, a mega church, do you? But you do see sprinkles all over the area. So he did make an effect. He was successful. 40,000 Bible studies and there's sprinkles. If you believe in doing the work, that itself should help you show up consistently. If you don't, find better work. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's not trying to get Bible studies. Maybe it's building relationships. Find better work. Find something that helps the kingdom. As Jeremy talked, he's very regimented on how he does things. You ladies didn't see that. But if we're flexible and we're willing to change, just because maybe I'm not loving this as much as I thought. Maybe my process isn't working the way I thought. What could I do different? See, does that go along with consistency? Well, yeah. You're still doing God's will, but you want to make it more effective, maybe more enjoyable to you. Maybe you like going shopping. So why not hang out at the mall and try and make friends there, relationships there? Maybe you like golfing. Maybe you go to the golf course and try and make relationships there. Maybe you like your job. Maybe you want to speak more there. Maybe you want to move to Hawaii or whatever. Find some contacts in Hawaii. Whatever it is, consistency. Find a way to make it fun. I'm sure Moses had to do it. Or not Moses, Noah. I'm sure Thomas Edison had to do it. I hate to say this, but it is okay to quit something. But it's not okay to give up on an idea, dream, kingdom, just because it gets tough. Spoiler alert, things worth having takes effort and time to get. But if you're going to quit something, quit the extracurricular activities, maybe. Find something that's going to work in your extracurricular activities. Because if we keep doing the same things over and over again, we're going to get the same results. Basically what I'm trying to say. Okay, so how do you embrace consistency? How do you embrace it? First thing you should do is make consistency a marriage proposal to yourself. Sound weird? It sure is. That's why you're here. Through thick and thin, through sickness and in health, till death do you part. Consistency. You know, marriage is something that we're consistent in if you're married, right? Something that you can't shy away from. It's something you made a vow to do for the rest of your life. Consistently. Going through it, working out the problems, figuring things out. Same thing with the marriage to your consistency. Working it out. You're not leaving. You're going to have troubles. You're going to fight with it.
Second thing to do is
increase your chances of showing up consistently to create some sort of accountability. I'm not talking about showing up to your job, not talking about showing up here. I'm talking about showing up in His will. Knowing His will, working that out day in, day out. Last thing is to understand no matter what you do, no matter what you choose to be consistent with, if you don't truly believe your own vision, goal, dream, you'll never stick with it. Do you believe in His vision for you? Do you believe in it? That's where rubber hits the road. Do you believe in who He says you are? Do you believe it? Because if you do, and you love that vision, you'll be accountable to it. You'll be consistent in it. You'll never be sick of it. And if you are, today's the day to love it, to figure out how you're going to love it. Edison didn't enjoy all 9,999 experiments that didn't work. He didn't enjoy that. But every success comes from the work. Sometimes you hit your hammer, hit your thumb with a hammer. Sometimes you hit your head. Sometimes you get called names. Sometimes it doesn't feel like you're making any progress. Sometimes it doesn't feel. It ain't about feelings. Once you start having feelings like I feel, you're not doing God's will. You're doing your will. Is that true? Think about that. I feel what does God say about that person? It's not about I feel. Stay in His will. Know His will. Read about His will. Live His will. Okay, the light bulb. I mentioned electricity earlier. As it being consistent. What blows a breaker? Too much power, too much drawing from a source that can't handle it, right? So the power gets shut off. So it's not constant if we're trying to draw too much power from an outside source. Draw that power from God, the inside source, where it all comes from. He's got it. He'll give you exactly the power you need and the strength you need to be consistent. How are you going to do that? Prayer, right? Pray. Consistent in your prayer. We all got habits, and that's really what we're talking about. It's habits. Setting up good habits that will produce His will. It's not about making disciples.
But all those things are byproducts of doing His will. Know His will. Be consistent in it. Let's pray. Father God, Lord, may we understand Your Son's consistency. Lord, may we set our mind on the love of You, Lord, and want to do what our Father asks us to do, and being more than thankful and grateful and consistent in our attitudes, because we know that You spoke to us, not physically, but through Your word, Lord, and through Your will, and that we may bring it home tenfold, Lord, that we grow mightier than where we came, and that we finish strong in our lives, stronger than the day before, every day, with a love for You and a focus and a will and a love for the brethren. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.